Thanks for joining me. Great for me to have your company during the day. Don't forget, you can call me anytime, 1-300-736-736. Still to come, Andrew Gaze. He'll put a smile on my face and put a smile on everyone's face. Can't wait to have a chat to Gazey about everything in the world of sport and the world of basketball, especially with The Last Dance, the Chicago Bulls documentary dropping today on Australian TV. So we'll talk to Andrew Gaze a little bit later on in the program. But anyone who listens to this show probably knows that I'm a music lover. I do 3 hours of music and entertainment, but I try not to let what interests me infiltrate this show too much. But a few Victorians might have heard the name Bevan Adansall. He's an entertainer in his own right. He was on Young Talent Time as a kid. He was regular at pubs and clubs around Victoria, had the Wednesday night spot at the Austin Wick for years. And he became so popular after his stint on Young Talent Time that comedian Peter Hellyer wrote a song about him, Bevan the Musical.
Welcome, this is Bevan the Musical. It's a journey, a celebration of one man's life. The rise, the fall, the rise again of Bevan Adansall from Young Talent Time. There will be tears, there will be laughter, hopefully. But ultimately, this is a tale of triumph, of one man's courage, determination and fashion sense against the odds. And what is a musical without a huge opening number?
I'm searching for a better guy who'd look good in a pink jacket with a skinny tie. Bevan must be there. You know he's got to be there. Yeah, Bevan, get Bevan here. I just want to look at his face.
Now, every story has a beginning. Just like
Hell is full. Well, you can play the full Bevan the Musical if you Google it, but there's a heap of songs about Bevan in it that he's decided to weave into it. Anyway, where am I going with this? Well, Bevan Adansall is now the cruise director of Viking Cruise Ships, and he's just arrived back in Australia. He's in hotel lockdown. He's back in Australia after spending months at sea and in various lockdown places, and I'm sure he's pretty happy to be home on our soil. Welcome to you, Bevan. Great to have you on the program, firstly.
Hello, Dwayne. Nice to be here, mate. Yes, it is. It's good to be back, back home. Not exactly the way that it normally happens when I get back to Australia. I don't normally get military escorts straight to a hotel, but, you know, it is what it is.
So talk me through what has happened to you, because you were at sea on the Viking cruise ship that you were the cruise director on, and you've been, I think, at sea for months and months and months as this coronavirus story started to evolve.
It's been obviously a very interesting time in the world, and I think cruising has obviously been at the forefront of you know, a lot of conversations around the world, and there's some misconceptions, I think, about cruising. But for us, this was a record-breaking world cruise, which started on August 31 out of London last year. And I'm the cruise director for the two cruise directors, one for the first 4 months and myself for the second 4 months of the world cruise. But sadly, it had to end early because of obvious reasons. But we forged some amazing connections with our guests. And one thing about the company that I work for, Viking, is it's not only, you know, being recognised as the best cruise line in the world, but it's looks after not only its guests, but its crew very, very well. And the way that they did everything while we were on the ship was just magnificent. We had our last touch of, you know, land for anyone getting off the ship on the 9th of March in Bali. And then, of course, when things got worse with the pandemic, they said, OK, we're not going to have any more guests come on or anybody come on to the ship at all. And so the guests that were left, a lot of people had left, and there was going to be a new group of people come on. They had basically a very, very expensive private yacht for a month or so. So it was an interesting time.
So you were coronavirus free on the Viking Sun?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So we, as I said, they took great measures to make sure that everyone was safe. We had temperature checks twice a day, and of course, not allowing anyone else to come on the ship once you get through a, you know, your 2 weeks and you realize you don't have it on the ship, you're in the safest place in the world. Because if you're not allowing any humans to come onto the ship, and everything, of course, any provisions that come on get treated and locked down until they're obviously ensured that they're virus free as well. So they did everything very, very well. It was a weird feeling after, you know, not walking on land for six weeks and then coming back, getting off the ship very, very early. I was actually one of the first ones to leave just because of the flights. It's a weird feeling going from somewhere where you know you're totally safe actually into a world that's got, you know, some significant issues. So it was an interesting time.
So you had an escort back to Australia, correct, on a privately chartered flight?
No, I didn't. No, I came back on Qatar. Our guests, Viking, chartered some flights for our guests to get them home. And then we were left with only 8 guests. And then as soon as we could get them off somewhere safe, they chartered a flight for the 8 guests as well, got those guys off as well. You know, there's still crew, obviously, on the ship. There's a skeleton crew that needs to stay on the ship because the ship still needs to work as far as, you know, people have to be fed and it still needs to, you know, to go. But we obviously without guests. But at the moment, there's so many different restrictions around the world. It's very, very difficult to get people home. So the one thing about our company, what they've done is to make sure that unless they are confident they can get our crew home safely, they're keeping them on board. But once again, we're in a very good position that there's no coronavirus on the ship. So everyone's safe and they're still not allowing anyone to come aboard. So until I can get all the people home, I just have to wait for certain countries to, you know, they need to ensure the safety of the crew getting back.
So you weren't...
They won't allow... Let me go. Go on.
So did you just still tickle the ivories on the ship? I know you weren't booked as the piano guy on the ship, but were you still entertaining? Were you still going about your normal business because you knew it was coronavirus free until it got to its port in... Where was the... In England somewhere? In Portsmouth?
In Portsmouth is where I left the ship, and the ship's on the way to Norway now. But it was also... by the time we got to Portsmouth, we had no guests on. So that was just one of the ports that many of the crew would get off and get home. In fact, one of our crew members lives about a 30-minute walk to his house in Portsmouth. So he was very happy for the home delivery. So that was very good for Josh. It's been an interesting time. But for me, one of the things I love about my job is that cruise directors on Viking are encouraged also to do their own show. And of course, when we had 350 people that had seen most of the shows, it was an opportunity to produce some new shows for them. So for me, I was performing quite a lot more than I would normally as the cruise director. But for me, any opportunity to do that is something that I dearly love. So it was a nice time, and we formed such a great bond with our guests. I mean, they've gone back, you know. They were just so happy with how they're treated and the constant information flow that we made sure that they knew what was going on, and they felt very safe. Not, you know, most of them didn't want to go at all. They were very happy on the ship, and we were, you know, having a ball. So, you know, look, at the end of the day, as I say, there's some misconceptions about cruise ships, and of course there are a couple of cruise ships at the moment that have some serious issues on them, but these things get cleaned down daily, not just when there's a pandemic, but when there's just normal, you know, run of cruising. They are spotless. The difficulty is, of course, if anything is contagious, you're in a smaller space with people. But as far as the hygiene of the ship is, they're amazing. So it's, you know, there's a lot of, I guess, misconceptions about cruising. But you know, a lot of people are very keen to get back on when we you know, start cruising again.
Had a few come through on our text machine saying that they know you from your days as a handy golfer and a cricketer in this state of Victoria as well, Bevan. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, I've always loved my sport. I did a golf apprenticeship I worked at Box Hill Golf Club with Stephen Bann, and then went to, with Chris Pennell at Morak as an assistant pro. Love my footy. I'm a mad Essendon supporter. Played a lot of footy, cricket, tennis, basketball. So for me, love my sport. And if you can have a word to Gil for me and just ask him if we can get this AFL season back on track quickly, because the people in quarantine are very much needing it.
So you're in quarantine now, aren't you? You're in lockdown in a hotel.
Yes, mate. I'm in Sydney. I'm from Melbourne, but the flights needed to get me to Sydney. So I'm in Sydney now. I've 3 nights here so far, so another 10 to go, 10, 11 to go. Yeah, missing the footy season.
You got a piano in there at all to keep you happy? Bevan, have you ordered one in?
Sadly not, mate. No, I'm not allowed to leave the room and nothing's allowed to come in. But I did a video of a tutorial. I'll send it to you for people that are in isolation. And it was a bit of tongue-in-cheek. It was a bit of fun. So, and I can to keep myself busy.
And the Young Talent Time stint, the Peter Hellier, Bevan the Musical, take me back to that time of your life.
Oh, that was brilliant. I love Pete. He's such a legend. And worked with Peter and Rose back then. And he was on doing another radio show. And his first job as Peter Hellier PI was to find Bevan from Young Talent Time. So he found me. We did an interview, and I thought that was it. Then I got a call from the producers saying, hey, we want to play a bit of a trick or give something for Peter to do. We want you to come into the studio. When he walks in, we're going to give him a certain amount of time to come up with a 3-minute musical of your life called Bevan the Musical. So we did that, and then he got together with Tripod, or Gatesy from Tripod, who's amazing. I love those guys as well. And they came up with that musical and played it. And it ended up, I think I'm in the Triple J top, 50, net 50 at night or something like that, beating Silverchair into the number one position. It became a real cult. It was hilarious. But it's such a funny song. They did so well.
Great to have a chat to you, Bevan. And it is quite fun to be able to pick your brain. Good luck in isolation. Have you been watching Andy Popjoy's Piano Bar live stream at night? Have you, Andy, the bloke who was the cruise ship piano man king around the world for quite a while with his Peter Allen shows and his Billy Joel shows
is significantly talented. Like, the man is a genius. And his piano bars are a vibe like I've never seen before. He's just amazing. I've had the fortunate enough to sing a couple of times at his bars. And even the live stream, you see the way he's set it up, where, it's like you're at the bar and he's got different piano players and Chandel, who's an amazing singer, on the live stream. It's been fantastic and it gives me something to do at night time, that's for sure.
I think tonight he's doing the taking the drill and the carrot. He's drilling the holes in the carrot and making a flute out of it. So
that's right. Part of his... Yeah, he does that in his show on the ships. It's hilarious.
It is. Bevan, good luck in isolation. We might catch up with you at the later days. Thanks for your time.
Mate, good on you. Nice to have a chat. Cheers.
Bevan Adensall, entertainer in his own right, Viking Cruises cruise director, in lockdown now after being stuck on his cruise ship, the Viking Sun, but it was coronavirus free and they were kind of enjoying it, not getting off. They were like a little island of non-coronavirus cruising around the world, and then they had to go back into real life again. Take a little break. Take some of your calls after 1300 736 736. You with Dwayne's World.